Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booz. Today's poem is the sequel to the poem that started this segment, Minneapolis is Burning. This poem is written by Christopher D. Sims and is called Minneapolis is Burning Again.
Friends, Minneapolis is burning again. The winds have changed, a strange burning scent to occupy the people, and evil has landed in Minneapolis. Minneapolis is burning like Mississippi in the 50s and the 60s. Are you with me? Are you aware about what is going on there? They're saying prayers in churches. There is civil unrest. Youth and children are nervous. Are you in service? Are you fighting, igniting, writing, providing your voice right now? Now, Minneapolis is burning again. It is a trend that began again in 2025. How are we going to survive if Minneapolis is burning again? More than just a trend, this is a beckoning call. I am calling all activists, organizers, strategizers, professors, ministers, preachers, atheists, seekers to say what is going on is wrong, is wrong. Minneapolis' streets burn, burn, burn. The structures holding these states together is ours. Burn, burn, burn. From previous tragedies, we should have learned. The streets of Minneapolis might as well be one big urn holding the ashes of the loss, those we have lost to death. Oh, Minneapolis, why you again, comrades, friends? Why must the burning reach you at this time? The Minnesota nightfall finds warriors and soldiers in your streets. Fascism must face a defeat. These are flames from the elite. Minneapolis must know peace, 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 peace. Minneapolis is burning again. Minneapolis is burning again. Minneapolis burns again, again, again. What are we going to do about it, comrades, friends?
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booz.